Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
This Supreme Court, people say it's 4-4 and Anthony Kennedy is the swing vote, but it is abundantly clear that this court, when it comes to affirmative action, they don't support it. They will not support it. And so your thoughts on today's oral arguments with regards to the Michigan case, again, where they banned the use of affirmative action.
Well, you know, I think this case is a little different. I mean, so the Supreme Court has actually said that race could be a factor in college admissions. And they said it again recently with the University of Texas case. And that case is going to, you know, be sent back to another court. But what's important here is that, you know, we need to understand that when the right wing is after civil rights, they don't give up. Right. That first they will try it in the courts. If they don't like the decision in the courts, then they will go to a ballot initiative. And they usually have enough money of that dirty money that, you know, that comes to support their causes. And so what they tried to do is get around what the universities were doing by taking it to a ballot initiative. And what would happen is with Proposal 2 is that often with ballot initiatives, the language is confusing. So all of a sudden, you know, you're for affirmative action, but you voted against affirmative action because they've tricked you. They put you in a trick bag.
And in fact, I remember when in the city of Houston, they tried to alter the language, you know, do you support fairness or something along those lines? And I don't care where you came down. People said, oh, absolutely. Well, Bob Lanier, who was the mayor of Houston, he said, no, I'm not playing that game. And so he actually said, I'm not approving the language on the ballot. And it was only because he fought that. He said, no, the language should be very clear what your intent is. And you're right, that they play games with the words. So it sounds like you are for fairness and equality when, in fact, you're voting against the issue of affirmative action.
That's right. And in this particular case, the deal is that in Michigan, you could go to the admissions officer and lobby to get a student in because they were what they call a legacy admission, meaning that there was somebody in their family that went there and that they should get in because they are a legacy. Or you could say a football player. But you cannot, under this proposition, go to the admissions office and say, you know, it's important that this African-American student gets in because they bring diversity to our campus. And so the problem is that we've set up an unequal system. And the unequal system only burdens people of color. And you can't have that under the state, under the U.S. Constitution. So this is about whether or not, at the end of the day, we believe in equal protection and we believe in equality.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number two, roll out.
The way I roll is, when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with Roland Martin.